It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. The Michigan Senate has approved legislation inspired by the Larry Nassar sexual abuse case. These bills would give victims of sexual abuse more time to file lawsuits. They would also make it harder for schools and universities to use governmental immunity to fend off legal actions. Michigan State University's interim president, John Engler, accused lawmakers of interfering with negotiations to settle out of court with Nassar's victims. He also said the bills could subject universities to more lawsuits and drive up tuition. What do you think, Jack? Do these bills do more harm or good?
We simply don't know. These bills, of course, are a reaction to the Larry Nassar scandal at Michigan State University, and they're a direct result of Michigan State University's utter failure to get control of this in time, and they've dragged their feet on negotiating with these women, whatever they say. But it's politically almost impossible to vote against these bills, but as Representative Mike Shirky said, there is a law of unintended consequences. We don't quite know what they would do. They could well drive up tuition. They could put not only universities, but public schools at risk. The Roman Catholic Church, for obvious reasons, is very much against these bills. If the House voted on them tomorrow, they would pass. But there's a recess coming up. There's going to be 3 weeks before they take these bills up. And we'll just have to see. Now, these bills are considerably modified and probably much better from the original bills. But still, people aren't quite sure where all this is going to go.
This past week was National Sunshine Week. That's when officials and reporters shed light on access to public information. In Michigan, it also seemed to be an opportunity for candidates for various offices to talk about how they would improve transparency. State Attorney General and gubernatorial candidate Bill Schuette announced a plan to improve government transparency. Some called it a political stunt. What do you think, Jack?
Well, the Schuette plan on paper makes a whole lot of sense. For one thing, it bars legislators for going to work as a lobbyist for 5 years. The real question is, he's been in Lansing forever. Why he hasn't proposed this before, and how hard would he really work to make this come about? If you took this plan to the state Senate today, it would be dead on arrival because Arlen Meekhoff, the Senate Majority Leader, doesn't want any transparency, thank you very much, but he'll be gone in January. But you can't fault the plan. Perhaps we shouldn't be too cynical, but it remains to be seen how much of a commitment there is to this actual plan.
Voters in one Michigan district won't have a state senator until November. That's after the resignation of former state senator Burt Johnson. Governor Snyder says instead of a special election, Michigan's second district can elect a new senator during the regularly scheduled primary and general elections in August and November. Snyder proposed the same special election schedule after former Detroit Congressman John Conyers stepped down in December. Jack, what does all this mean for voters who live in these districts?
Well, there are 55,000 people who will go a year without having a congressman and close to that without having a state senator. So by some measures, this is sort of outrageous. Snyder's trying to save money. It also probably isn't lost on him that these are solid Democratic districts. No Republican has any chance there, and they've virtually deprived Democrats in Congress of a member for a year. There's somewhat more justification in the case of Burt Johnson. He's resigned 3 months later. I think the better idea would be to have a primary in May. There are elections in May, and fill the general election seat in August. But that's not what the governor chose to do. Now, the state Senate numerically is sort of meaningless. Democrats have only had 11 members out of 38. Now they have only 10. But again, it's not a good idea for people to be without representation. Representatives and congressmen do a lot more than just vote on bills, and these people deserve representation.
The State Department of Education says Superintendent Brian Whiston will soon take a long-term disability leave to focus on his battle with cancer. Whiston says he's sad he won't get to see whether the school improvement plans he's guided into place will work as expected. Jack, what do you think about Whiston's performance, and what will be left hanging in the balance when he steps down?
This is a sad thing because, by all accounts, Brian Whiston is a very decent human being, very earnest, very committed to schools. His tenure has been sort of marked by tragedy. Soon after he became state superintendent, his son was killed in a car accident, and now he has a very, very serious form of cancer. It's extremely unlikely that he'll be able to resume his duties after he goes on leave, but he did his best in a time of great difficulty, in a time at least when there's more public concern about education. And I think it'll be some time before we see the whole fruits of his legacy. The board now has the difficult and delicate task of getting an interim superintendent at a time when some people are calling for the board itself to be abolished. So we'll just have to see how all this plays out.
All right, Jack, thanks so much for your insights, and have a good weekend.
I'm going to scrape the ice off my windshield and dream of spring.
It's a good weekend to do that. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.